Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Tuesday morning. Strike halts work on new long-term care home on Algonquin. A strike by members of the International Union of Operating Engineers, IUOE, in Ontario has halted construction work on the new Extendicare nursing home on Algonquin Road in Sudbury. The dispute involving about 45 members of Local 793 has halted scores of construction projects across the province, with the IUOE at a standstill in negotiations with the agency bargaining on behalf of construction companies, the Construction Labour Relations Association of Ontario. The strike, which includes crane operators and heavy equipment operators, began on May 2. The strike is now into its third week. The new $62.3 million Extendicare long-term care project on Algonquin Road began in November 2020 and is planned to house more than 250 residents in single occupancy rooms. A news release issued by Extendicare in 2020 said the plan was for opening the new facility was sometime in 2022. Read the full story here. Fire near Gogama prompts evacuation order. The Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry is reporting 3 new forest fires in the northeast region and 23 total active fires across the region. Of these active fires, Timmins 1 is now 1,467 hectares in size and is located 2 kilometers southeast of Morin Village and half a km north of Barriger's Lake, states a news release issued by the ministry. This fire is not under control. The ministry has issued an implementation order that requires the evacuation of the Shining Tree area, including Highway 560 from Meteor Lake Road East to Grassy Road, Nabakwasi Road. All activities within Churchill, Connaught, Miramichi, Asquith Townships, and parts of Garibaldi and Sherd Townships. The order took effect at 7 a.m. Monday morning. Highway 560 remains closed by Ontario Provincial Police at the junction of Highway 144, and at Elk Lake. Read the full story here. None of the above candidates in Sudbury and Nickel Belt drop off the deadline for provincial election candidates to register passed on Thursday, revealing the Sudbury and Nickel Belt electoral districts are both down previously anticipated candidates. None of the above Direct Democracy Party candidates Bailey Birch Belanger, Nickel Belt, and David Silvestre, Sudbury, are not included in the final list. A party representative clarified to Sudbury.com that Birch Belanger did not get registered, and Silvestre ended up getting registered in Windsor. The none-of-the-above party pledges to give voters control of politicians and parties by putting in place a direct democracy where voters determine all of the major decisions rather than politicians. Read the full story here. GSHC chipping away at a waitlist of almost 1,000 households. A 14-unit affordable housing complex for seniors on Spark Street and the divesting of 31 scattered single-family dwellings highlight Greater Sudbury Housing Corporation's recent work. The organization, which manages 1,829 rental units for the city of Greater Sudbury, hosted its annual general meeting at Tom Davies Square on May 10, during which they reported passing an independent audit with flying colors and continuing to inch forward on larger initiatives. One of these efforts is the divesting of single-family dwellings, which they started work on last year with the sale of 19 units and continued this year by bringing the total number of units sold to 31. The sale of these units has raised more than $10 million toward the organization's capital reserves, City Director of Housing Operations Barb Dubois told Sudbury.com after the meeting. This fund allows projects to be completed, without impacting the tax levy, which is our goal, Housing Services Manager Cindy Briscoe added. Read the full story here. Titans take first playoff game against 5. The first game of the first round of the NBLC playoffs didn't get off to the start Sudbury was hoping for. The KW Titans were in town Sunday for the first game in the best of 5 series against Sudbury. And while the game was close, it was Kitchener that came out on top, 122-116. Braylon Raisin led the way points-wise for Sudbury with 32, going 10-18, 7-10 from downtown and 5-5 on free throws. Dexter Williams Jr. put on an impressive performance, as well, picking up 26 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists and 5 steals. The first two quarters ended with KW up 69-56, but the action was pretty back and forth. Braylon Raisin was a bright point for the Five entering the half, having 17 points to his name after shooting 5-9 from the field, and 3-5 from the three-point line in the first half of action, the league said in a release. Raisin, Williams, and the Five will be looking to bounce back while KW has an opportunity to take both of their first two away games as Game 2 takes place on May 17 in Sudbury. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Tech company nets $10,000 in prize funds for safety technology. A Kitchener-based tech company is taking home $10,000 for the idea behind its professional mapping system, which locates and maps electrical circuits. Circuit IQ earned the cash after winning the 2022 NORCAT pitch event, which was held in person on May 12 in Sudbury. During the event, four companies pitched their business ideas to a panel of judges, which then evaluated each proposal before choosing a winner. Circuit IQ won $5,000 for the Judges' Choice Award, and an additional $5,000 as the People's Choice Award winner, which was voted on by the audience. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Don't expect it a heatwave today. Expect a cloudy day today with a 40% chance of showers in the morning, before clearing late in the afternoon. The wind will be out of the northwest today at 30 km per hour, gusting to 50. The UV index is 3, or moderate. Tonight, the temperature will drop to 3 under clear skies.